All right, you guys are on the record.
Yeah.
Man, I guess this will probably have to be a shorter one, right, Tom? Do you have a lot of evening activities at CES?
Yeah, that's kind of the way it breaks down. Like, we do Daily Tech News Show in the afternoon after we've kind of got all the morning press announcements and discoveries out of the way. And then every evening there's a press event. So yesterday was CES Unveiled, which is actually run by CES. Tonight is a company called Pepcom, does one called Digital Experience. And in those, it's just a bunch of vendors showing off some of the same stuff they'll show off on the show floor, but in a smaller venue, so it's easier to get a look at it.
So when does everything wrap up for you? Like, are you just beginning the 72-hour extravaganza, or how long is it?
I'm a third of the way through the 72-hour extravaganza. So last night was the first of the CES press conferences, that CES Unveiled one that I just mentioned. And we had our first show this morning or this afternoon. So I'll be going to the digital experience thing as soon as we wrap up here. And then we'll do another show tomorrow. And then there's a food tech from Spoon and the food tech summit that I'm going to tomorrow, and they should have great food because the whole thing's about food tech. And then we do one more DTNS from here and we take off.
The food's not going to be good because it's going to be like 3D printed food or something, right?
Extruded food.
Extrude food.
All of our appetizers were printed fresh on site.
They have at the Austin airport, they've got one of those like coffee machine robots.
Yeah.
And I look at that thing because it only has like one, I feel like it can only serve one person at a time. So I see it and I'm like, that's cool, but that can't be very efficient, especially because it's like right next to another place that has coffee.
Yeah, well, and the whole point, of course, of automation is so that you don't have to wait in a line right. for that custom handcrafted single person at a time experience.
Maybe it'll
Though, like, it takes a long time for a single barista to do it too. So I think the idea is this barista is not going to mess it up because they had a bad night last night. This barista always gets your proportions perfect and steams your milk accurately, and it's going to be the best cup of coffee every time.
Yeah, accuracy. That's a good sell.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it works, but I think that's
I mean, what's funny is like you're doing a good enough job of kind of getting me on board. Like, well, that does make sense. Accuracy is king. And my wait, I don't drink coffee. Whatever.
No, but on your food, you're particular about your food.
No, correct. Yeah. No, that'd be good. So, is there anything? When's the last time you had something at a CES that you were like really excited about? Like you were willing to?
Oh, I think it was the Slingbox back in 2005.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
The problem with CES is the things that you would get really excited about, you know, aren't true. Right.
Yeah.
Because it'll be like, it's the Samsung Wonderwall or, you know, this crazy promise of machine learning. And you're like, OK, call me when it's a real product. So you get skeptical at the things that should impress you. And then those things keep coming back. Until when they finally ship, you're like, yeah, I've been hearing that for 3 years. Like LG's rollable OLED TV, right? They announced that it's going to be shipping in the second half of 2019. Yeah. And that's a really cool product. Like it can roll down like a shade into its base so that you don't have the TV up all the time if you don't want. But they showed it last year without a shipping date, and it was more of a prototype. And they showed foldable screens for 2 years before that. So all of us are like, yawn, seen it a bunch of times. So it kind of sets you up if you come here every year for disappointment.
The Verge had a good article last week of looking at last year's CES stuff and saying like, oh, where did this go?
Yeah, more things shipped. More things actually became products after last year.
When I think they even touched on the rollable TV, because I guess it was rumored that it was going to show up again this year.
And it did.
And it did, yeah. But neat.
Yeah, there's a lot more little health things that are catching my eye, to be honest. They're not big innovations, but and they're not necessarily pleasant things to talk about, like things for helping women measure their period for various health and or pregnancy.
Is there a sensor that you put in your toilet to like check your GI stool and give suggestions? That has to be a thing, right?
I haven't seen that.
I wonder how it would handle the solid matter.
The Kohler toilet was all about like mood lighting and surround sound on your toilet.
Oh, that's the fully immersive toilet, right?
Yeah. I don't want to be immersed in
Ever imagined being swimming and just letting it all go? Join us in the fully immersive toilet.
The one product that actually really did catch my eye was Whirlpool. And this is going to sound really stupid when I start, so bear with me.
Okay.
Whirlpool showed off a connected oven. This is like a wall oven, right, that you would install in your kitchen with a 27-inch transparent LCD interface where you would normally see into the oven. Now, some of it is just kind of, you know, yawn-inducing, like, oh, and your recipes and your calendar can show up, and we have some machine learning, and so it can tell you only have 45 minutes to your next thing you have to get to, and it'll suggest recipes that you can make. Whatever. Maybe that's cool, maybe it's not. But the thing that caught my eye is it has cameras inside the oven, so it can show you what's in the oven on the screen without you having to open the door, and you can zoom in.
Okay. I hate this idea.
This idea is fantastic.
It sounds an awful lot like what you're describing is a window.
But with a window, you can't zoom in. And if you actually want to see, usually oven windows are such that if you actually really want to get a good look, you have to open the oven, thus letting the heat out.
Yeah, well, it seems like there's an analog to what you're describing of instead of pinch and zoom, it's called lean forward and put your head closer.
In the hot oven with the oven open, letting the heat out.
No. With window technology.
But it's hard to tell through that little shade. Sometimes I look and I'm like, I can't tell how good that chicken is done yet.
No, you've got to open the oven door. There's no window that's as good enough. But this is because you can actually like manipulate the picture and you can just look and see if the little temperature stick is sticking out without having to open it up and release the heat and therefore making your turkey take longer.
Cordkillers@gmail.com, patrons.
Oh, by the way, let us know if this is your first time listening to an exclusive after show. We put out.
Oh, that's right. Because we did the free weekend.
We did the free weekend. Yeah. With the past two episodes. So if those got you, let us know if that worked.
How about this one, Brian? Backseat VR.
Go on.
Backseat.
Where they let you play games that use the car's natural motion in the game.
Oh, in a car that's being driven by someone else.
Yeah. So you've got a VR headset. You're in the backseat. It's connected to the car such that the demo was they've got a deal with Marvel. This is Audi. Rocket rescue game where the spaceship you're in with Rocket moves the way the car moves. And so you're following through and everything the car does feels like what the ship is doing.
That could be cool, but I'm just picturing
The wires in the back of this car.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's wireless.
I'm also picturing like the way I drive, probably not as exciting as what's being depicted. So I'm imagining taking the kid to school, slowly turning right at 25 miles an hour, and then meanwhile, in the back seat, someone's like hearing Rocket saying, oh, better watch, we gotta go hard to starboard. Yeah. And it's like, okay.
I wonder what VR would do.
I was imagining sitting in line at the pharmacy.
Really? Yeah. Oh, you won't believe what this baby does when it hits three.
I wonder what VR does to your sense of balance, because I feel like if you're in the backseat of a car and you can't tell that a car's
motion sickness,
they addressed that. They said they really worked on the latency of this so that you don't puke.
Because I feel like your body has to do like minuscule adjustments when it can tell that a car is moving.
Yeah, well, and plus also like even being in reality, if your eyes, there are some people where if your eyes aren't on the road,
right,
that discontinuity of even reading is enough to make them feel ill.
Yeah.
You know what? I love that everybody's trying. Everybody, go. Keep trying.
And that's a concept. That's not a shipping product. That's just something we're like, this is something we're developing, and we wanted to show it off. And so, yeah, that catches my eye. And then next year, when somebody actually has a product that does that and is tweaked a little, I'll be like, yeah, we saw that from Audi last year.
All right, look, that vice president ain't going to watch himself, so I got to run off.
He probably will. I bet he probably could.
Oh, my God. Of
well,
all the...
no, Bryce, I think we need some brushwood oversight.
Checks and brushwoods.
For the, I'll tell you what, though. Of all the characters that Christian Bale's played, this one had to be the best to prepare for. Just eating donuts, taking it easy, packing on 30 extra pounds. That had to be a
apparently,
blast.
Apparently, when Christian Bale won the Golden Globe last night for this, he thanked Satan.
Oh, geez.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
See you next time.
Bye. We love you. Bye.